This next call is with Ruth. In the section that follows these live calls, I will discuss the procedures for leaving messages. On this live call, I've included a message I left on Ruth's answering machine. Then she called me back. So the call will pick up shortly after I answered the phone. Ruth's call went very well. Remember, she was the lady who, as soon as we got on the phone, she immediately opened up and started telling me what she was looking for in a business. What I want you to hear in these live calls is how I make the transition from Brilliant Compensation to my company. What you won't hear is anything specific to my company. I tried to leave as much of the call intact as I could, but I cut out anything I say that is specific to my company because I don't want any information in Professional Inviter that might seem promotional towards you. That's why I cut it out of the call. Again, what I want you to learn is how I use Brilliant Compensation to transition to the specifics of my company.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Ruth. Tim Sales calling you. I am available if you want to call me back. I am at 202. Again, 202. I will be pretty much in and out all day and try to reach me. And if not, I'll try to reach you as well. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. It's Ruth. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Sorry I had to run out, you know, farming. It's harvest season, so you never know.
And you're in grain, right?
Yes.
It is harvest season.
Yes, it is.
All right. So did you watch my little animated character?
Yes, a couple times.
So what did you think of Brilliant Compensation?
I thought it had all the earmarks for success, I guess, depending on what the product is. You know, it sounds good. I mean, you got original product, you got residual income, consumable product, no employees, but, you know, it does concern me about getting people on board to want to do it, you know, unless it really intrigues me. I don't see where it would really intrigue somebody else. I guess it depends on the product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it sounded like it had everything it needed except for what's the product.
An additional question Ruth asked me was how to interest other people into the business. We'll pick back up with me answering her.
So here's the whole reason that I send that particular movie out first. Many, many times, Ruth, people do not know how to evaluate a business.
Exactly.
And so I am trying to tell them the assets, if you wanted to call it that, are the good parts of a business. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to evaluate a business. And so that's the first thing that I send out is that I want them to know how to evaluate a business. All right. From that, then the rest of it I can explain, and it makes logical sense.
Yeah.
And
because,
so,
you know, you're explaining to me that basically you're on the front end of this market. You're 1 year into a 15-year patent, so you have originality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the baby boom era, and baby boomers do spend more money in a lot of areas. I know, you know, being 44, I do myself.
Sure.
You know, and I'm at that area where I'm concerned about healthcare, and I'm concerned about aging and the way I look and vitality and da-da-da-da-da.
Correct.
You know, so
very
I would
good.
Think, yeah, you'd be more on that end of it, you know, versus someone on the lower end.
Right. And that's what I try to establish first with the basketball moving through the garden hose. This is for people to, first and foremost, realize that trends is what drives a market. That's the first part, basketball going through the garden hose. And everybody, when they age from cradle to grave, they all buy similar types of things. The first thing a baby needs when he's born is food. The second thing he needs is diapers. The third thing that he needs is shoes. And then he goes into toys, and then he goes into music, and then he goes into cars, and then he goes into, in other words, it's just like this logical transition.
Yeah, I have four teenagers. Well,
okay.
older than teenagers.
You know,
yeah,
what it is that people need. All right. The second thing that I like to have people to understand is you go a little bit deeper into trends, and you say, all right, now, you can sell bowling balls, and there's a stage that people are going to go through where they might bowl. But yet, how often do they rebuy a bowling ball? So
and
that's the reason.
I don't
that,
know how often does everybody like bowling? I hate it.
Yeah, but the point is that once you've looked at trends, then the next thing is it important to have consumability? Well, if I'm going to go through the effort of marketing something, then what I would like to have is that I don't have to resell them every single month, or every year, or every 3 years or 6 years, like a car or whatever it is. So I like to do it one time and then have repeat business.
Exactly.
That's where that part is. And then I move forward with bringing in the logic of you can hire employees, and that is normally where a business person comes in. They'll try to do it all themselves, and then they say, I can't. And then the next step that they try to do is they say, I want to hire employees because I can't do it all. And then as soon as you hire employees and you train them correctly, if they have any entrepreneurial spirit, they're going to turn right around and take your business from you.
Yeah, because, you know, of course, that makes sense, you know, with your pyramid going down and they're not employees, then basically they're, you know, brokers themselves, and
yeah. They're
in business for themselves, and you times the manpower times the hours, and of course you could never do it yourself.
Right.
You know, all that makes sense.
Okay, very good. So that's the reason that I like to have people first see that before I really get into depth on
makes sense.
What my offer is, if you will. All right. So moving into my particular company and the reason that I participate in this particular company, this is because, number one, at the end of any successful business is a consumer that needs a product and a product that meets that need. Okay? And so there's a big, big value in terms of that the product is good. Now, we can... Do you know what an antioxidant is?
I surely do.
All right. If I was a 10-year-old and you were explaining an antioxidant, what would you say it does?
Oh, I'd say it would be like a monster gobbling up boogeymen.
All right.
You
excellent.
Know, and once it gobbles them all up, then you're safe.
Good. And you're safe from what?
Free radicals.
Very good. And what do free radicals do?
They damage the body, cause cancer, cause aging, wrinkles, age spots.
Very good.
Something that people my age are very concerned with.
That's it.
I spend a lot of money on creams and potions and vitamins and hair colorings, but if I could get something like that, then you want to know the proper products.
That's right.
But do you know, I'm sure you do, because I do, do you know how many areas that free radicals destroy?
Oh, yes.
And do you know that somebody, I don't know how old you are, but someone my age is totally interested in looking as young as possible.
That's correct.
And we spend so much money and crap that sits up in my medicine cabinet because it doesn't work.
That's right. I always do business from this one perspective, and that is you got to make people's lives better.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer's life better is the ultimate better that we're doing.
Listen very carefully to the noise in the background. I can tell she's multitasking, so I ask her a question, which she can't answer because she's multitasking, to bring her back into the conversation. If you remember back to general tip number 10, which is observe. That's what I'm doing when I ask her a question that brings her back to the conversation.
And so the procedures that we do is... why don't you explain back to me what you understand about this so far so that I can see what you see and then I can fill in the blanks if there are any.
Okay. What it looks like to me is all the things that we discussed. You have a good product. It's fairly new. It looks like to me, am I going to have to, like, go out there and sell the original product as well as the vitamins and nutrition that go with it?
Okay.
You know, being on the ground floor, because if it is, it's a win-win situation.
Of course it is.
Did you notice she wasn't able to answer my question? And that's okay, because I only asked her the question to bring her back to the conversation.
Okay.
We train them very thoroughly so that they can get the same results that we get.
Okay.
And then once you have trained them properly, and the only way you can say that they are trained properly is if they are getting customers. Right,
oh, patient. My God, this is so cool. I mean, I don't get excited about things, okay? Because I always try to look for something wrong. But when it comes to the medical field, knowing what someone my age needs and wants, I mean, hell, I know for a fact that if I were to get I'm going to take these vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, I am so excited.
Good.
Because anything over 40, and you want to look young, you want to feel young, you know, you want to live as long as possible.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Good. All right. I am, I have to run here. I think you've got a picture of what it is that we do. I've given you all the scene, warts and all. I am assuming here, and if I am wrongly, let me know, but I am assuming that you have an interest, if not a high interest, in this.
I have a very high interest in it.
Good.
I'd like to at least not, you know, I don't want to bring anybody into it, but I'd like to say to a couple people, if this or if that, would you be interested in it?
Pay close attention to the way I handle this question.
Yeah. That's up to you. You're doing your own little personal survey there.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends upon what weight you put. In other words, if you ask three people something, how much weight do you put on the value of each one of them? Because if three people is going to make your decision for you.
Oh, no. I want to do it anyway.
Good.
Because, like I said, I'm part of the baby boomer, and being a woman, you know, you've seen the commercials. Do we want to look young as long as possible? Do we want to fight it every step of the way? Right, we do.
That's right.
Why do you think hair color and wrinkle creams and things are so popular? But you know what? That's a Band-Aid.
Yep, that's the outside.
That's right. But you know what? If we'll spend that much on a Band-Aid, we'll definitely spend more on the inside if it's proven to work.
Yeah. All right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to get together with Kim and talk with her about when we can actually, the three of us, sit down. So I will be back in communication with you within probably the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
All right. Nice to meet you, by the way, and
nice
I look forward to working
you.
With you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.